Hello and welcome to the Everything BDSM podcast. I'm your host, Rope Tiger Daddy. This is episode number one, and today this is going to be an introductory episode where I just talk about some of my past story, some of my experiences in BDSM, what lends me credibility to be able to talk about BDSM, the topics we're going to talk about, just a basic good introduction to the podcast. So not going to be a totally super exciting episode, but you know, one we need to establish to, you know, going forward. So bear with me, stick with me here. We're going to go through a lot of different topics on BDSM during the length of this podcast, not this episode, but the podcast in general as it moves forward into the future. So I hope you'll stick around. I hope you'll tune in for the next episode. We're going to get started on this one right now. So I guess the first question is why I'm doing a podcast. If you're not familiar with my work, I'm a frequent poster on FetLife.com. I have 16 books on Amazon under the pseudonym J.E. Earl. All the books relate back to BDSM, DS, relationships, sex, polyamory, etc. in some form or another. Most of them were born from my writings on FetLife. I'm a fairly prolific writer on FetLife. I think I've migrated some writings into books and things like that, but at one time I had close to 800 writings, and I'm creeping back up to 800 right now. So I'm fairly popular on FetLife. I don't like to use the term popular or anything like that, but you know, people seem to tune in to listen to what I have to say. A lot of that's born from, you know, experiences in BDSM, obviously, but real life experiences, things I've trialed and tried, and you know, my mistakes as well, things that didn't go so well for me. So, but a lot of that on FetLife, a lot of that in my books, you know, my views constantly evolve, but for the most part, they're fairly static in the ways that it matters. The little intricacies change and things like that. But I've also done coaching with people that were having polyamory troubles, relationship troubles, etc. I happen to be very versed in people who have a spouse that's not necessarily going along with the kink and DS lifestyle. I have real life experience with that. I was married for 16 years, and it was basically a pretty vanilla marriage, pretty dead bedroom marriage too. And it sounds stupid when you think about it that, you know, someone stayed in that for 16 years, but I did. I'm a very loyal person. I'm a kind of person that doesn't like to give up very easily. So I was in that for 16 years. When I got out of that, was my first real BDSM DS relationship. And, I realized I was a daddy, which at the time is very, very, very taboo still in the BDSM community. No one wanted to be a daddy. Everyone thought it was gross and weird and stupid. And, you know, we got a lot of the flack for that, but you know, I kind of credit a lot of my writings and a lot of my, you know, normalizing that with making it less, taboo and more mainstream. But there were several of us on FetLife that were daddies that were writing about it and trying to make it normalized and trying to get people informed and understanding it to where they didn't have these misconceptions that a lot of people had in and outside of kink as when it came to the daddy dom dynamic. So obviously realized I was a daddy when I met my baby girl. Been with her for 8 years, going on 9 now. We decided we were polyamorous. I decided I was polyamorous. She, decided she was bisexual, which is obviously its own thing. And we won't get into the intricacies of that in this podcast, but, probably going forward in the future. So realized that was going on, came out as poly, about 2 years into our relationship. Decided that obviously we wanted to date other people. So that's given me a lot of different experiences, a lot of different, problems, I guess is probably the right word for it. I've learned a lot. Let's just say that. Let's just say that I've learned a lot. And it's been very, very interesting. So, I met my slave about 2 years ago. We've been together for 2 years going on 3. Always knew I was into the master-slave dynamic. Just wasn't really able to find someone that fit with me in that way, that lived up to what I thought the expectation of that was. And I'm, you know, this is probably a good point to get into the, kind of my philosophy on DS. So I'm neither old school nor new school. For me, the new school stuff is too watered down. There's a lot of people, I call it cosplaying at DS. They say they are, they say they're dominant, they say they're submissive, but you know, not just even bedroom only stuff, but they're very, they've twisted the words and the meaning of what it means to be that. And they've kind of watered it down, in my opinion. So I'm not new school. However, the old school stuff just drives me insane. All this, you know, there's a very old guard kind of mentality. There's a very gatekeeping mentality. And I admit sometimes I'm a little gatekeepy too, because I don't like the new school stuff where people twist the words and stuff. But I don't believe that the old school mentality fits in the modern age. I don't feel like it's practical. I don't feel like it's, I just don't feel like it represents what BDSM and DS can have a natural evolution, as long as that evolution is not being pushed in some weird direction. And again, maybe that's me being old school too much, or maybe that's me being gatekeepy. But just how I feel. I feel like there's a lot of people that call themselves dominants that are sadists. I feel like there's a lot of people that call themselves submissives that are just masochists, or just want attention, or just whatever. And that's fine if that's you, and that's fine if that's what you want to do with your life and with your dynamics. I just don't feel like calling it something that's not benefits you or anyone else. It might make you feel good about it, but it's not a representation of what it actually is. So, I mean, for me, DS is obviously power exchange, and it's a permanent form of power exchange, as permanent as it can be. Obviously, you know, relationships break, dynamics break, things like that, but for me, DS has to be based upon exchanging power and not a constant fight for power. And I talk about that a lot in my writings, and it's probably a subject we're going to get into a lot here on the podcast, because there's a lot of playing at this stuff that I don't necessarily need to call out, but if I'm educating people on it, I don't want them to feel like they're going to look at that and feel like that's the right way. That shit can be fun. It can be entertaining. It can be worthwhile. For me, it's never going to be DS. I'm never going to view that as DS. And if other people do, then that's fine. I can't change their opinion. But if I'm being asked to tell people what DS is, that's not one thing I'm going to point at and say that is DS. So polyamory, obviously, I touched on that just a little bit. About 6 or 7 years ago, came out as polyamorous. I always knew I was polyamorous. I say always, like back to teenagehood. Like, that just appealed to me. But it's like with kink and DS and BDSM, I never thought it was things that people were willing to accept. I did not think it would ever be. I thought I was so weird and so on the outside and so outside of mainstream that I'd never find what I was looking for. So, you know, finding all this has been like, you know, kind of just this weird, like, fever dream kind of thing. Polyamory, obviously, I do it ethically, and I know that term kind of sticks in people's craw. What does ethics mean? What does that mean to people? It's not a good solid definition. For me, I don't do things dishonestly. That is polyamory or anything in my life. I try to do things with honor and integrity. Obviously, even people who try to do that all the time fail sometimes, but my failure is not a failure of trying, it's a failure of realizing. So, I've been in several polyamory arrangements. Some of them weren't ethically on the other side. And that we'll just leave that at that. I've got lots of stories. I don't really want to badmouth people or tell them on the podcast, but, there's, if you date long enough, like I say, if you date long enough, you're going to have some stories about some shit happening, and there's no way to get around that. People are strange. That's all I can say about that. So polyamory, I've been in several different arrangements. We've had triads, we've had quadrads with me and my partners. I've dated separately. I've dated people who had female partners. I've dated people who had male partners. Just the whole gamut. So that's kind of given me a little bit of the ability to speak on things and not just one-dimensionally when it comes to polyamory as well. So we're kind of jumping around all over the place. Well, we are. I am. And another thing that I need to tell the listeners about myself is I make kinky toys. I'm the proprietor of sharppointedthings.com. I've been in business since about 2020. Obviously, if you know the name sharppointedthings.com, you know that I'm making sharp stuff. We started out in claws. I invented the rope thorn. I'm the original inventor of the rope thorn. Don't let anybody tell you any different, because people love to try to copy that invention and try to make it their own, but it's not. I invented the rope thorn, the round thing that goes around rope that has spikes on it. That's my invention, period, end of story. But we make a lot of other things. I make a lot of CBT toys for, you know, people who play with male presenting people, I should say. Just a whole gamut of things. I'm constantly inventing, coming up with toys and making things. It's my passion. You know, I started out when one of the first things when I got into BDSM was I wanted to make furniture and toys. I wanted to do the pervertible things. I wanted to, you know, all of that stuff. So we'll definitely talk about that more in the podcast. And you're definitely going to hear me mention the website's name, because, hey, it's my podcast and I'm definitely going to promote the hell out of it any chance I get. But we're very successful as far as BDSM toy companies go. And again, I make the basic stuff like paddles and stuff, but I amplify things with sharp stuff. So that's another one of my passions. In addition to the books and the coaching, that's kind of my overarching BDSM kink empire business thing going on. So I'm sorry I've talked very fast trying to get the story out. I just didn't want to make this a super long podcast, because a lot of people are going to listen to it and get the gist. I didn't want to, take 30 or 40 minutes. The general podcast length I'm shooting for is right around 20 or 30 minutes. Hopefully the length of your commute, if you're listening to this in the car or, in the morning while you drink your coffee, I don't know. So, we're going to talk about a lot of things on the podcast. Again, things I didn't get into today, like primalism, which I'm very big into, and just a good variety of kink and BDSM topics. Like I said, I want this to be everything BDSM. So I kind of touch my life and my practice kind of touches on everything in BDSM for the most part. So that's definitely something that is important to me, that I talk about a lot of very different experiences. So with that being said, we're going to wrap this one up. Hopefully next one will be a little bit longer and we can get into some topics a little bit more deeper. If you enjoy the podcast, obviously subscribe. If you want to connect with me on FetLife, again, my FetLife handle is Rope Tiger Daddy. And obviously go check out and visit www.sharppointedthings.com. I appreciate everyone listening. I'll see you next time.